How can we practically begin to cleanse our heart of envy and insecurity, of negative self-conception? Yeah. See, satisfaction is not just an emotion. It is also a decision. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that manah prasada saumyatva, manah prasada, satisfaction of the mind, he says, is the austerity of the mind. In 17.16 he says, that means, we may feel, I'm not feeling satisfied now. Oh, I'm feeling inferior. I'm feeling inferior to this person. I'm feeling like this, I'm feeling like that. These feelings may be there, but often our conception, what we think about, that is based on our perception. Say, imagine now, no need to imagine, it's real. You're going to have food after this soon. So, now suppose there was a feast after this program. But this is a special feast in which everybody is going to get different items. So now what is in your plate is different from his plate. If it's different from her plate, it's different from my plate. And suppose I get the feast. And instead of eating, I start looking. What is in her plate? What is in his plate? What is in his plate? Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that. Well, eat your feast. I bother about what is there in other people's feast. So similarly, what happens is, that we have a negative self-conception, we feel envy or we feel insecurity. That is primarily because we are too caught in looking at what is there in others' plate. We are not looking at what is there in our plate. Some of our talents may be immediately evident. Some of the talents may need to be discovered. But whatever it takes to gracefully navigate our life journey, we have been provided that. That is Krishna's arrangement. Now we may need to develop some talents more, or we may need to adjust our life journey based on our talents. But we have what it takes. So if we have this spiritual understanding of life, then we will not get caught by craving for certain glamorized talents. But rather, we will focus on whatever talents we have, and we will develop those talents. So, by accepting that, okay, everybody has been given some gifts. What are my gifts? Let me explore them. That way we can avoid this negative self-talk. So, if we focus too much, oh, this person can do this, this person can do this, this person has this, this person has that. When our vision is on others too much, we feel insecure. We feel envious. But when our vision is fixed on service to Krishna, then we start seeing, okay, what it is that I have for serving Krishna. And then, that way we can, so by connecting ourselves more strongly in devotion to Krishna, we can overcome the negative self-conception.